with you. Welcome. Welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. Great to see all of you today. We pray God's blessings on our time together. The third Sunday after Trinity, what was lost is found. Not only the prodigal son, but each and every one of us. We pray God's blessings as we hear his word and receive his gifts. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn, number 868, Awake My Soul and With the Sun. Please stand on the last verse of that hymn. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service, setting 3, page 184 and following. Worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your steadfast love, which never fails us, which never runs out, which has no conditions. Heavenly Father, we all, like sheep, like the prodigal son, have gone astray, each one to our own ways. We thank you for the gift of Jesus, his life, his death, his resurrection, forgiveness, life, and salvation. Open arms, calling us back, back home, back into your fold. Heavenly Father, teach us to rejoice each and every day as we were lost, but now we are found. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen for the life of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 868. page 184. Page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you, O Lord, boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death, of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day.
Consider my affliction and my
O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong and nothing is holy, multiply your mercy on us, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue with the readings. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday after Trinity is from Micah, chapter 7. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and steadfast love to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual for the day.
Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. I call to God, and the Lord will save me. He redeems my soul in his sake.
The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 5. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O
Lord. Jesus said, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey to a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And his son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let us eat and celebrate, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to celebrate. Now his older brother was in the field. And as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, "Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has received him back safe and sound." But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, "Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him." And he said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found." This is the gospel of our Lord. We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God, God, light of life, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look with our hymn of the day, number 608, "Lord, to you I make confession." 608.
Thank you. grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is one that is well known to all of us, the parable of the prodigal son. Or at least that's what we call it. Perhaps it would be better known as the parable of the two sons. The first son, the prodigal one, is the one we think about most often. He desires his inheritance early. He takes it, and he goes off to the ancient version of Las Vegas, where he quickly gambles away all his inheritance in what the Bible very kindly calls loose living. It's a lifestyle that our modern society is very familiar with, because it's a lifestyle that is glorified on TV. But as often happens, when the money runs out, the fun ends for the prodigal son. When there's no money to buy drinks, his posse of friends runs off. After a while, the bars and the clubs won't honor his credit, and the bouncers won't even let him in the door. He can't pay the rental fee for his lavish hotel room. The creditors soon begin filing suit against him. The debt collectors come knocking at his door at all hours of the day. The fun, loose, living lifestyle quickly runs out. And the prodigal son becomes desperate. He ends up working at a pig farm, a profession considered unclean for an Israelite. And his desperation is so great, he even desires to kneel down next to the pigs and steal some of their food. And then the Bible says, he comes to himself. Rather than wallow his life away in pig barns, the son repents, and he remembers the mercy of his father. With his head hung low, he decides to return and beg to become a servant of his father, knowing that at least then he'll have food to eat. He knows that his father gives to his servants better than they deserve, and maybe the same will be true for him. And so shamefully he returns. But even before he arrives home, his father sees him from afar and runs out to greet him in his repentance. The father embraces him and forgives him before he can even ask for mercy, before he could even beg to become a servant. The father has shown his love to him. The fatted calf is killed. The father's feast is set. The rejoicing and celebrating begins. From the father's eyes, the son who was lost is found. The son who is dead is now alive. We've heard before about this parable, and we know it, that this is exactly the way our Heavenly Father deals with repentant sinners. He shows them mercy. He gives them forgiveness. He gives them blessings and life and salvation. The sins of those forgiven by our Heavenly Father are gone, not even a memory. The prodigals are welcomed back with grace and forgiveness and mercy forever. Dear Christian, maybe at some point in your life, you too had been a prodigal. Maybe you'd been off somewhere else acting foolishly. Maybe you've even done it here at home. Maybe you've made choices you're not happy with. Maybe you've sinned. But the Father's mercy for your sin is greater than any wrong you could do. The Father desires you to be forgiven. He wishes to welcome you back with grace and forgiveness forever. Maybe you've been a prodigal, but maybe you've been the other brother as well. The truth is, so often we're really not the prodigal son, are we? We haven't had crazy life in Las Vegas. But instead, we live pretty mundane, regular lives. We're like the brother who stays behind while others go off and do the sinning. We remain behind, certain that brother that we know about, who's gone off, who's done those terrible things, will finally, in the end, get what's coming to him. And that when that happens, we, who took the mundane path, will be the favored one, the blessed one, the beloved one. I mean, really, we're the ones who are in church every week, aren't we? We're the ones who sit in the pew and listen to God's word. Or at least act like it. We're the ones who obey what God says. Don't believe me? Look how much I put in the offering tray each week. Especially when compared to that person over there. Look how holy my life appears outwardly compared to those who commit adultery or whose lives are all chaotic and crazy. Look how much better I am. Compared to them, I'm perfect. Well, let's just be honest. It's not even a good comparison to set me up against one of those prodigal sons. Whether we realize it or not, we say these words to ourselves all the time. Our society teaches us to judge others in such a way. Put down your neighbor so that you can see how good you are. And then that cursed prodigal son returns into our world. He comes and sits in our pews, repentant, desiring mercy, but knowing that he deserves none from God. And when we look over at him out of the corner of our eyes, just like the older brother in our text for today, we want justice. We want fairness. Justice, social justice, judicial justice, personal justice. Yes, you can return, dear prodigal, but just know that you'll always be a little less than me. I've never strayed like you have. I've never sinned as you have. So go get into your subservient place. Bow down to holy, righteous me. Do you see the sin of the older brother? Do you see that sin in yourself? You see, so often when we hear the parable of the prodigal son, we fail to see ourselves in it. And more often than not, we're not the prodigal son, we're the older brother, the one who stayed home, the one who judges according to his own rule book. And while we act all high and mighty, we fail to notice what the Father has done. We fail to notice who has received mercy. The sinful brother, the prodigal brother, the repentant brother, the prodigal who has returned with a contrite spirit has been forgiven. The repentant sinner is embraced by his Father and is a son again, the same as you and I. God has mercy on all who realize their sin, who confess their sin, and who desire to do better. Prodigal son, instead of having to earn trust, he is forgiven. Instead of having to make penance, he is forgiven. Instead of being found guilty in the news and tried in the court of public opinion, he is forgiven. Wait a second, God, what gives? Why should he receive the same treatment as me? Why should a sinner be treated as a son? Look at these many years that I've served you. I've never disobeyed your command. I've been a Sunday school teacher. I've been a trustee. I've cared for the church. I've served on the board of elders. And you've never thanked me once. I've been to the voters' meetings. I've shoveled the sidewalk in front of the church. I've done all sorts of work. Don't I deserve more than the one who wandered away? Don't I deserve more than the one who does nothing here? Don't I get a bigger piece of the pie? Shouldn't I get more recognition from God? Won't I have a better seat in heaven? It's a failure to recognize the truth that even us who live the more mundane life, who sit in the pew week in and week out, who have not been to Las Vegas, wasting away our lives in loose living, that we too are sinners. We've broken God's word. Maybe in different ways than a prodigal son. But we've broken that word all the same. We need to repent, to come to ourselves and realize that on our own we have no hope. We don't even deserve to be called children of God. And upon realizing this truth, here's what happens. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, answers our sin with compassion and with truth to us in our pride. Son, you are always with me. What's mine is yours. What's mine is yours. It's fitting to celebrate and be glad, for your brother was dead and now is alive, was lost and is found, and you too, in your sin, were lost, but now are found. The things of God are yours. You are a member of the family of God, and all the blessings of heaven above belong to you here, now, today. God has given them to you generously through His Son, Jesus Christ. You are washed in His blood. You eat and drink for forgiveness of your sins. You may eat of the Lamb who was slain. You are forgiven. Prodigal, judgmental, you are forgiven. Forgiven by the blood of Jesus. And you ought to rejoice in your brother's repentance and repent of your own high and mighty attitude. You see, we're really not any different. We all have sinned and all been forgiven by God's great mercy. Dear friends in Christ, God desires to show mercy. Your Father sent your brother to secure mercy, forgiveness, and life for you. No, not your prodigal brother, not the judgmental brother, the third brother, Jesus, the one who is called faithful and true. He's the fatted calf that is slaughtered for the feast. He's the one who has been sent by the Father to seek you out, to earn mercy for you, to suffer for your sins in your place, to grant forgiveness for all of them, even the secret hidden ones, just as well as the very public, well-known ones. Jesus gives you life in the face of death. He destroys the power of Satan in your life. And all that He does for you, dear sinful brothers, by His work on the cross, by His bloodshed, by His death, and by His suffering, He does because He loves you. Christ does all that, dear friends, so that you might be welcomed back by the Father. And finally, be at peace. Be in comfort. Be in joy. Your sins are forgiven. That means you're no longer a prodigal son. Your sins are forgiven. You're no longer a judgmental, sinful son. You're set free in Jesus. Free to love the person down the pew the same way God loves you. Free to give generously to those in need without having to worry if God will be pleased by it. You're free to see your brother's sin and help them with compassion and care to walk through it and out of it. You're free because of Jesus. Be received into your Father's family. Hear his words. Your sins are forgiven in the blood of the Lamb of God who takes them away forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time we continue our service by standing and singing together the offertory on page 192, Create in Me.
And welcome in the name of Jesus, who truly does welcome back wayward sinners like you and me. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a loving Father and his unconditional love would be yours in Jesus Christ today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the eyes of all the baptized to be ever turned toward the Lord, that their sins would be forgiven, their souls guarded, and their shame covered as they take refuge in Jesus Christ, who comes to them in his holy word and sacraments. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Lord of the harvest, to send forth laborers into his vineyard, and for all pastors in Christ, that the trustworthy saying that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners would be proclaimed in all places for the salvation of all sinners who hear and believe, and for a special measure of love, peace, guidance, and protection for Lawson Short, as he is ordained into the office of the Holy Ministry this afternoon. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Church throughout the world, that she would be kept safe from all harm and danger, be brought to true unity in the faith, and speak with one voice in confessing Jesus Christ as her Savior and Bridegroom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have strayed from the faith, that their good shepherd would seek them out and bring them back into the fold, prompting the holy angels to rejoice over their repentance. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our country, as we have celebrated Independence Day this past week, that we would cherish the freedoms we have and always stand ready to defend them. And for all those who have been placed in authority over us, that they would serve with an eye toward sustaining the freedoms enjoyed in our nation, especially our religious liberty. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are ill, mourning, or suffering in any way, especially Mark, Sharon, Chelsea, Loretta, Georgia, LaVon, Irma, Barb, Lyle, Dean, Gloria, Steve, Marge, Daryl, the family of Anita Campbell, and all those that we remember in our hearts, that they would be given strength and endurance in the midst of all difficulty and, according to the Lord's will, be relieved of all their afflictions. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who come to the holy altar this day, that they would come in repentance and faith, recognizing that their Lord Jesus Christ not only receives sinners, but feeds them his very body and blood for the forgiveness of their sins and strengthening of their faith. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all the saints who have gone before us and have fallen asleep, the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life in Christ, let us give thanks to the Lord, that we would be kept in the same faith and hope until we are called from this veil of tears. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Service of the Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up unto the Lord.
Let Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, who with your only Son and the Holy Spirit are one God, one Lord. In the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance, majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Please stand as you're able. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord, be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Please remain standing for our closing hymn, The Common Doxology, 805. Welcome in the name of Jesus. A lot of activities and a lot of things going on today. Encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for all the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. Have we seen the tall, skinny former pastor running around yet? Is he here? All right. Pastor Morundi is preaching the ordination service at North Bend today, and we weren't exactly sure what was going to happen travel-wise and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, he's here, and we're going to let him do our adult Bible study this morning and give us kind of an update on how things have been going for not only himself but his family during the last basically 12 months, because it was almost 12 months to the day, July 8th, last year, that was his last Sunday here at Good Shepherd. So we have Associate Pastor Murundi, we have Assistant Professor Murundi, and we have PhD Student Murundi. We have all three of them here today. Yeah, that's no Trinity, though, either. So, but it'll be great to see Pastor Murundi. Please join us. Coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. And then when everybody gets through the line, we'll turn things over for him. Sunday school opening in here in about 5 minutes. Kids, go get some goodies, and then we'll be back. We've got nursing home devotions at Savannah Pines today at 1:30. Ordination service at St. Peter in North Bend at 4:30. I'm sorry? Oh, I'll let you make that announcement, Pastor.
The Good Shepherd Lutheran School is kind of advertising, trying to find a part-time upper grades teacher, and so if you're interested in that, please contact Nancy Stepp or another school board member and talk with them about that.
Okay, very good, very good. A lot of activities going. Check the front page of the news and notes for the lineup. Join us for coffee and goodies and a little fellowship time and update with Pastor Murundi. Have a blessed day in Christ Jesus. Amen.